Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The kingdom view, reclaiming the real you, the kingdom you, right? The real. Testify, there's a real you. Under all that make, no, I ain't gonna say nothing. Under all them fine clothes, of all that, there's a real you. Ain't nothing wrong with a little paint on the building. What's more important, though, is the real you. Discovering the real you. You know, sometimes people are afraid of the real them. They're fearful of the real you. I want to encourage you not to be afraid of greatness. Question sometimes is, how often do you even think about greatness? Sometimes it's just for the other guy. It's for them. No, as a child of God, there's greatness on you. As a child of the King, you are not created by God to be average. Amen. We were created with purpose. Amen. Not to blend in, hear me, but to stand out. And I don't mean in a sinful, prideful, boastful, pompous kind of way. Because you can try to hide when you're truly walking with the Lord, but you're going to stand out. You're not always going to fit, because God didn't create you to always fit. Jesus didn't fit. He came as a spiritual revolutionary. He brought a kingdom with him. And we are part of that kingdom. Today I want to talk to you about what I've entitled mental transformation. Mental transformation. We've been really into the whole subject of transformation and discovering the real you. Will the real you please stand up? You know, the real you. See, the world doesn't need a phony you. Or a partial you. God created us when you came here, you came as a solution. See, God had a problem with Lucifer before we were created. But God created us as solutions to a problem. Of course, we understand the fall of man and, you know, the abdicating of his throne and authority. But then we also understand God sending his son to restore. And that's exactly what he's in. So we are here. Tell somebody right now, you are the answer to a problem. Now, let me establish this right away, because when we talk about transformation, transformation is warfare. Some old dusty habits you formed. I say dusty because they're real old. You've been doing them for a long time. They're not sinful. They're just keeping you at a certain level. You've camped around that mountain a long time. It's not sin. It's just become a weight. And you are not rising to the place of greatness on your life. See, greatness is not about you living in a glass house, you know, showcasing stuff, trophies and awards and all that. No, greatness is on your life for other people. Amen. Call it what you will or may. Greatness, God puts greatness on your life for others. Amen. It's not for you. You are the conduit. You are the beneficiary of some things. You'll be blessed by it, but it's not just for you. You get it twisted when you think it's just about you. It's not about you. It's never been about you. It's about his kingdom. And it's about him. And it's about him having chosen you. You didn't choose him. He chose you. Amen. And he needs conduits. Amen. I said he needs conduits. You know, he needs conduits to flow into this reality with his kingdom. So that's really what it's about. It's about us yielding and sacrificing ourselves to God. But transformation is warfare.
Amen. Amen.
Because you a lot of people are locked into reasonings, conform to this world. You got the same power that raised Christ from the dead on the inside of you. Yet you conform to the ways of the world. Limited by their limitations. Tell somebody we need some mental breakthrough. Some transformation. Got quiet on the transformation part. Transformation is warfare. It's a warfare to dethrone. See, transformation has to dethrone some things. Some stuff has to be taken down. Some stuff that has had you on lockdown. Some stuff that people have told you all your life have to be dethroned, have to be taken apart. That ain't the real you. That's what the world told you you were. That's how the world has defined you. And you've accepted it. It's got to be dethroned. One of the main things is reasonings. Mindsets. Information. All these things, not all reasonings, mindsets, and information are wrong, but there's a lot of stuff that's been heaped upon you that fight your destiny. Amen. Try to keep you in a certain place because the color of your skin or the lack of education.
Amen.
Listen, God made you a purpose long before education. See, people get in traps a lot of times. I'm an advocate of education. But people get in traps thinking that, you know, they put too much value on that education and not the spiritual education. They put the value on things that they've attained in the world and what the world has valued versus God's purpose. See, you were a purpose before God, before the world put that on you.
Amen.
So if the world didn't put it on you, you still are the purpose.
Amen.
But the world conforms. Bible tells us to be not conformed to this world. There's a reason for it. Amen. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. All right, that's vitally important for us to know that we go about these things in the manner in which God would have us to. I've said this before, I want to reiterate it. The realities in the kingdom of God are shaped by, number one, your belief system. What do you believe? I'm not talking about opinions. Political ideologies. I'm talking about the word of God. What do you believe? Number two, your mindset. Where's your mindset? And number three, the quality of your thinking. How do you think? As the word of God says, as you think, so are you. There's no way around that reality. Oftentimes, people are limited by their thoughts. What you think about you. Amen. What you think about you. That's important. To some, because there's so much out there about self-help, and I don't mean that type of stuff, you know, that's selfish, self-centered, and, philosophical, all this old stuff, yoga and all this stuff. I don't mean that. I'm about you have to learn to love yourself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And trauma and challenge and sometimes things that we've been through in this world have distorted that. And you've taken on or defined yourself by what had happened. That ain't you. Tell somebody that ain't you. Before this thing is all over, you're going to find out the real you. Amen. You're going to find and be in touch with the real you. There's a real you up under all those layers of that onion. As we peel it all back, you're going to find out the real you, the kingdom you. Amen. There's a remnant people that are going to rise.
Amen.
That are going to shed all this stuff that the world has tried to heap on them, tell you what you can do, what you can't do, what you can have, what you can't have, where you can go, where you can't go. The devil is a lie. Amen. God's going to set another standard. It's always been there, but it's time to awaken. And we have to awaken mentally. One of the issues that I find in the world today is that so many are trying to attain what they already have. Many times you are a lot better off than what you think.
Amen. Amen.
Our enemy, our adversary, is good at painting pictures. And, through constant barraging of the mind, trying to affirm that picture in your spirit to where you see yourself like that. He's good at that. He does that, like sickness or disease and, with television and all the advertisement and everything. It's all geared to make you try to think a certain way, conform you to an image that's in the world, to make you dependent on a world system that wants to just destroy you. That system's not geared to prosper you. Amen. It's not geared for your enlightenment or enrichment. It's ultimately geared to stop your greatness. To cut you off, to where you view yourself, hear me, just as a mere human.
Amen.
Now, I don't want to get out in that water too deep because people get scared. But tell somebody, you're more than just a human being. There's a part of you that's divine.
Amen.
I said, there's a part of you that's divine that come from God. Amen. That's the part that the world system tries to ball up, amen, and hide and keep in the dark. Because the devil knows once you touch that and you realize who you are, he's in big trouble. He can't control you now. You out of control. Ain't no telling what they'll do. I'm talking about the devil system. Tell somebody, we have to redefine normal.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Watch just about any major league team sporting event, and you'll be amazed at the